there's this Torah from this Sefer Eisu LeGeffen. His name is Rav Scheinfeld. He's a Yid in Yerushalayim. He's a big makubal and a big bal machshava. And he's still trying to keep, he's trying very much to be hidden, and it's, but you know, when you put out such swarm, he already has like 14, 15 chalakim swarm that's filled with chassidus and kabbalah and mashava. And he has you a piece on Leah and Rachel. It's a long piece, I'm just, there's a piece here on Leah and Rachel. And the Inyan of Leah and Rachel, which even when you're doing all the years when we're doing the Beis Yaakov, instead of Leah and Rachel is not just two people, it's the binyan of Knesset Yisrael is Leah and Rachel, meaning every single one of us, those are our imahis, even though we're not all who's from Rachel Imeinu, still the binyan of Klal Yisrael is the binyan of Rachel and Leah, and they're two different mahalchim in Avodas Hashem, two different ways in Avodas Hashem, which ultimately were brought together in the world of Yaakov Avinu. Chila could have been separate with Esav and Leah and Rachel and Yaakov, and Yaakov Avinu wanted Rachel. We spoke a lot about this over the years and a lot of Torahs on it. The question is, in terms of our Avodas Hashem, that's why I wanted to do this piece. It's very clear. It's after a long piece on Kabbalah, so you know that's something that we weren't going to do together. But the Lamaisa of it, in terms of understanding the Avodah of Leah and Avodah in that way of Rachel Imenu and how it's Nageya to us, this is what I wanted to do. So if you see where it says Ches, I made a circle of it on the right side on the bottom. You see Ches. Acha had Dvarim HaNefloim Ha'ela. You didn't have that. But it's a long piece. It's Mamish Dvarim HaNefloim. What's the inyan of Leah and Rachel in terms of our avodas hanefesh? He first brings before he goes into the avodas hanefesh, he brings from a certain, he doesn't say who, but a goin echad, a certain person that brought this very, very much down to Lamaisa. And b'chakech yoyser amayik, b'ayfin yoyser amayik, b'avedis ha-nefesh, l'kol echad ve'echad. And we'll talk more how it's nogeh, not just to the life in the house, between a husband and wife, but to each and every person in his avayda. Hinei omar goin echad shlita. Di'im reitzim l'tzayeh shloshe suge keshem m'bnei zug. If we would try to picture, to imagine, to think of three types of relationships between a husband and wife. The three shleishes suge keshev and bnei zug. The machshava, the dibur, or the maise. You know that in general, there are three ways that we relate to Hashem is baruch. The machshava, the dibur, or the maise. Right? In thought, in words, and in action. Those are the three domains of our own avaida, machshava, dibur, or maise. So efshal kachas kedugma melitzis is Beis Yaakov. It says efshal kachas kedugma melitzis is Beis Yaakov. Hinei shloishes suge noshim hayul Yaakov. Yaakov, you know, had three types of marriages going on at the same time. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to worry about that. We have here. Somebody should at least get one going, right? But three types, we don't have, three types is a Baruch Hashem. But Yaakov, you know, had three suge noshim. Hayul Yaakov, Bilha v'Zilpa. So he had one marriage that was Bilha Zilpa. Hayu oivdois kol hazman b'avoydes habayis. The ikar of Bilha and Zilpa was not in terms of a deeper relationship in Pnimius. Bilha and Zilpa, of course, were with the Shvachis, and the Ikka of the Shvachis is in that world that's called Maisa. Bavaydas Abayis, the things that were necessary in the house and raising the family. The Hayin Shahu Kshuus the Yankib Maisa. So the three ways that we connect to the Rebbein Shlalom, Machshava Diba Maisa, and there are three ways that we connect to each other, Machshava Diba Maisa. So in the marriages of Yaakov, you know, this Talmud Chacham said that the relationship that he had with Bilha and Zilpa was be'ikke in the world that's called Maisa. It was a practical relationship. And there are marriages that are like that. It was a practical relationship. Rachel, on the other hand, Rachel Imenu. Rachel Haisa Mesecheches Imaikadech Isha Ahuva. Rachel Imenu is the one who we see that in terms of the words that she shares with Yaakov Avinu and her talking with Yaakov Avinu, when a person has a deeper relationship, and they want to speak to each other and share thoughts and feelings. The main relationship between Yaakov Avinu and Rachel was bedibur. There was already a speaking out, a sharing of thoughts and feelings. The Leia, and this is all by the way is in Kabbalah too, the Leia Haisa Cheshevas Alav, the deepest relationship of all, or the deepest rotzen on the part of one of these women, was really Leia Imenu. Because Leia Haisa Cheshevas Alav, Leia day and night was thinking of Yaakov Avinu. She didn't express everything. There's very little that she says. But Leia Haisa Cheshevas Alav, Eich Limtzei Chein Beinav. She was just trying to think, how could I be Moses Chain? And how could I connect more to Yaakov Avinu? Dahinu Keshev Machshav. So the Shvachas, Bila and Zilpah had a Keshev Maise. Rachel Imenu with the talking and the connection and the communication was in Dibur. And Leah Imenu really didn't speak about it. The Iker of Leah Imenu was her Machshav, was her thoughts, her wanting. That's what the whole Indian of Leah is. The Isis Ohel, which means Pnimius and his Kasia, that which is hidden, that which is covered, which we'll talk about more. Kenya Yishleim Aldech Hamalitza. So we could say, V'haisif Levar Aymekam Akuvim Bezeh, the age of Bnei Zug. There are different couples. There are Bnei Zug. Shasholom Bayez Bneihem, Shoyril if you write Hamaisa. There are couples that in the life of this particular couple, what determines and establishes the Shalom Bayis is Biker what? Lifi Rav HaMaisa. Dahainu Kashem of Hashel Esloi. Many of the older relationships were like this. They weren't looking, when they got married, they weren't looking for any deep, meaningful thing, you know, some sort of a redemption of my soul. No, they were looking for frum and your work and your nice. And again, there wasn't anything that was so complicated. So there are those relationships between couples that the Shalom Bayis is defined by Roi HaMaisa. Dahinu Kashem of Hashal Esloi. She takes care of the house, she cooks and so on. Eichel Tov, good food, Menach HaBayis. And she keeps a nice home. Oz HaSimcha B'Mo'inim. And he goes to work and he keeps mitzvah. So then this Simcha, it's a very practical Shalom Bayis. It's in that Bechina of Yaakov Avinu with Bilhah and Zilpah. It's LaMaisa. The problem, of course, is that if she starts to mess up when it comes to the practical things, so you have relationships like that where it could be a very, very harsh of a woman, but if the house is a wreck and she doesn't take care of her appearances, and or on the other side, he's not making a parnas and he's not doing well and the things are falling apart and they have to move and so on, that there's nothing else to hold them together. Because the basis of their relationship was the Bechina of Bila and Zilpah with Yaakov Avinu, which was more B'maisa. So when the L'maisa is not working out, like the Gemara says, Afilu Hekdicha Tavshila, which the Gemara in Gittin, that to us it's hard to understand, that there's a basis for a get, even if she overcooked his food, she messed up a meal, Hekdicha Tavshila, which obviously all the Rishon talk about what that means. But the Pashtus is that there are relationships that are primarily practical in nature. That's how they begin, and that's how they end. If they're not taken care of on that practical level, they'll end because of chsoinis that are there on a practical level. There's a second level of a relationship where there are couples that connect to each other on a higher madrega. The Shalom Bayis is not totally on whether or not it works out with this meal, or the house is clean, or even when it comes to looking exactly the way that this way or that way. The penis ahavish in itluy b'dava. Here, there's an ahava, there's a love that does not depend upon these practical questions of day to day life. In other words, there's more of an idealism, and there's something that's much greater going on. But Kevin should they say I'm shavais? They share the similar hashkafas, the same hashkafas, de yaseyam shavais, hadibur b'nehem, mechazik es hakesha, afilu k'sheg hakdera reikonis. In this couple's life, even if the pot is empty, and they don't have panosa, and even if she doesn't look the way she used to, and he doesn't look the way he used to, and the practical things in life are not working out so great, but since the hiskashas is a bechina of Yaakov and Rachel, which is a hiskashas that comes with speech, and the burim of Ahava, therefore the ikkar is that they have what to share with each other on a deeper level. They speak it out. So now in that second couple, if there's a problem with communication, and the guy stops talking, or the girl or the woman stops communicating, or whatever it is, there's a breakdown in communication. We understand that can cause a terrible mashbir, a crisis in Shalom Bayis. Because there the Shalom Bayis is built upon that bechina of Yaakov and Rachel, which are diburim. But the Torah is Megalah, there's a third type of a kesher. So the second sounds like it's terrific. What else could a person want? So he said the Torah is Megalah, a third kesher. Now Yaakov, really bemis when he came to the house of love and he was looking for Rachel Imenu, and the second he saw her, that madrega of Ahava was ignited, and they saw each other, and as far as Yaakov was concerned, that was the Ahava that Yaakov was looking for. But the Torah is Megala, that there's a third type of a kesher, which is higher. Actually, Nirken Klapichutz, even though when you look at it, it doesn't look that it's so great. It doesn't seem as great as the second one. Because in the second relationship, they're schmoozing and they're taking walks on the boardwalk. And there's more of an interaction. So what's the third type? The Yesh B'nei Zug HaShayim B'tchanoseyim Zem Yizeh. There are people who are not necessarily identical in certain tchunas, in characteristics and so on. Ve'ilham Sofim Shutafis Kolkach. And they're not so terrific at communicating. They're not so great with Diburim. And it could even be that each one is Torah in his avodas. He's busy with his learning and his diving, his avodas Hashem, and his and she's busy with her avodah, with the family, and with her avodas Hashem, her own avodas Hashem, in her tehillim, whatever avodah tikkun hamidus is. And it's not like they're sitting around schmoozing. but they share an identical sheifa, which is a sheifa of Dveikas Basha, a sheif of closeness to the Barishalom, a sheif of doing the Ratzon Hashem. They both think about the same thing. They want the same thing. They can't always do the same thing, and they can't always communicate the same thing, but they have a sheif in common. The sheif is what they share. And that sheif is Mushutof is Yeshlam b'zeh ma'ashem ma'achtam. And even though you don't see from one, you can't see on the surface sheifas, there were many, many couples that are like this. That by modern, according to modern sensibilities, you would say, what is it that these people, what they love about each other? They're like this for 70 years, they're in love. You don't see that they have long walks and long talks. You don't see that maybe in terms of appearances, there's such a gewaldige hatzloche panosa or other things. You know, it doesn't look like that. But what they have is a pnimius, a machshava, a sheifa. Which is the bechina of Lei Imenu, which to Yaakov was not what he was seeking in the beginning. It's only later on that was Mezgala, which he talks much more Pikabola what that is, because in the end, of course, Yaakov is buried together forever. He's with Lei Imenu, he's not with Rachel Imenu. Because still in the Olam is Rachel is Iskalia, she's more on the outside, and Lei Imenu is more in the Pnimius. But Lei Imenu never stopped thinking. It's the Olam HaMachshava. Mashiach comes out from Yaakov and Lei Imenu, from Yehuda and from David and Malach, not from Rachel and Mashiach ben Yosef, but the Tikkun of all worlds comes out from Lei Imenu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Kahuna, Leviyah and Malchus comes from Lei Imenu, not from Rachel Imenu. Yaakov had more of a romantic relationship. And the Diburim and so on was with Yaakov and Rachel. And Vayehav Yaakov is Rachel. There it's true. But in terms of the Taitzos, what would eventually be Mishtalsha, what would come out, Lemaisa, the Paris of these relationships, what would come out from from Yaakov and Leah is the tikkun of all worlds, is Mashiach Sekenu, is Moshe Rabbeinu, Kuhuna Leviyan Malchus, comes out from Leah Yimeinu, which is what, which is when each one is mamish makusha to the other in, the, in that world of sharing the same she'ifa of the pnimius. Even though in the chitzonis it doesn't necessarily, it's not so gevaldig. Well, Eimek Bezer, the deeper meaning of this is, Deitzel Hazug Hasheni, by the second couple, Hoyrid Hadibur es Ramasa Kesha Benehim. The actual speech that they engage in, the speaking that they engage in, it, in a certain way, it diminishes the pnimius. It diminishes the pnimius. The highest level of his kashrus is when it doesn't have to be any words. It's not necessary that there be words. The two people can sit together and they understand each other and they share the same machshavas and shivas. They don't have to talk. When the couples, when they're courting each other in the chas and kal, and they're dating each other, each one is nervous about what they're saying and what they're not saying. And every single word, it weighs so much that each one is weighing what the other one says or didn't say. But when there is that security and that realization of the hiskashvas, so then other abba, l'chad dumya tehila, Dornel says that silence is the greatest praise. And they don't have to, which doesn't mean they can't, of course they're not, they're friendly and they talk, but it doesn't have to be diboom, diboom, diboom. But you see nowadays it's such, the ikir is, I mean, I grew up in a house where it was, you don't hear like a, you know, a chef of diboom. My father was all the time, it's very, very quiet. I know Shema Dagronius. My father is very, very quiet, and the pnimius is the ikir. So in the life of the second couple, sometimes diburim diminish a kesha between people. When it comes to that zug, which is called Yaakov and Leah, nisha hakesha b'machshava, the kesha remains in a level of machshava. The way is gashim, it doesn't become coarsened, and it's not made plain by words where there's an attempt or an effort to try to express something that's beyond expression. Because the emes is the deepest ahava is something which is beyond words. It's beyond anything that a person can do or say. It's just it is what it is. Leis gashim lachen yochel lifal lemercha god liyoser. If it has the kaiches to go all the way to Mashiach ben David, such a b'china of machshava. But the reason it's but vayar Hashem ki snu aleya, Leia was despised. So what does that mean? So the Chabad Svar and all the tzaddikim talk about this. Leia is a lashon. He brings this up in a second. Leia is a lashon of nil e. Nun lamet aleph hey means weariness, tired. You know, when you have somebody that's very, very intense, they make you tired. If you're not holding by that, you get very tired. Leia imenu caused the weariness in Yaakov. I don't want to use the wrong words. Rachel imenu was easier to be with. And the Ahava was very much on the surface of things. Again, by Rachel imenu, we're not massing Rachel imenu Yaakov imenu, but in that type of relationship, it doesn't get you tired. There's a hischadshus, and there's all kinds of diburim, and maisim, and going places and doing things and so on, and talking about things. But the inyan of Leia imenu is machshava. And that the Mittler Rebbe says, it's the yard side, the Mittler Rebbe says that Nila, Lay is a lashon of Nila, which means, wait, this is getting me tired. The Lay is the machshava, the intensity of ongoing profound thought, which causes a tiredness. And Yaakov, therefore Yaakov, Vayashim ki snu Lay. The world doesn't want that constant machshav. It's nice a little bit, but take it easy, lighten up, chill out, right? They say, oh, there's this Lei Yimeinu doesn't chill out. It's not him. Lei Yimeinu is not chilled out. Lei Yimeinu is kula machshava, kula tnimis, the alma diskasya. She doesn't talk much. You don't see her in terms of her activities in the world. She's a b'chin of machshava. And that Yaakov didn't want that b'chadchila. Yaakov didn't want it. It's a little bit, because in the end, he has to marry both.
It doesn't have to go both ways.
Yes.
There's a sheesh, a sheesh. But he had two other relationships also.
All of this is now combined into one. Now, Yaakov had all of these relationships. That means he's just showing us that these are three types. The emphasis is that in each marriage we can have these three levels.
The third one, you have to give 100%. And if he has two other relationships, then he's not. Only Leah was giving
birth. Right, that's why it's called tsaris, one with the other, right? It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a tsaris. It's a problem. And how, and that's what this whole Indian is, al-pikabal. How is it for Yaakov in the end? Of course, it was that Yaakov had to bring all of this into Beis Yaakov, and that somehow each and every one of us in our relationships goes through times of machshavas, the ikis machshavas, other times dibur, and other times lamaisa, more maisa. But this is all began with the house of Yaakov Avinu, where there were three different marriages in that one house. So he says, Ubaemis, the problem is, Ika hanhaga kazu shel zug, this hanhaga that there should be such a relationship of pnimius hamachshava, continuous, tiyarak bezman hagaula. That's not possible for people to live that way. Now, they get tired of it. They get tired. It doesn't make for a happy marriage. It becomes tiring. It becomes wearisome. Bezman hagaula shetimol ha'aretz deyas Hashem. Only when the world be filled with the Deyas Hashem, and there be such his dabkas b'Hashem. And then the entire hanhaga will be one that is more spiritual and more machshavtis and more in the world of the machshava. But there are sparks and moments and experiences of that type of life even in this world. And to the degree that a person purifies himself in his avodas Hashem, he could taste of this hanhaga that will be in the future, where it does not have to be so much a question of what we do or how we look or what we say to each other, but just who we are and the she'ifas and the machshavas that we have in common. So now let's talk about the avodas nefesh in each and every Jew. What's the avodas nefesh of Rachel and what's the avodas nefesh of Leah? The Yesh is, if we look at Rilinda piece in the Beis Yaakov about this a while back, the what? Chazal say in Vayetze, the Yesh is Yivugo, open the window. It's warm. You warm? You alright? Okay. The Yesh says Yivugo Ba'etzloi. You have a kind of a situation where you don't have to go for your Zivik. The Zivik comes to you. Kirivke Shabo El Yitzchak. That's how it was, the Zivik. Yitzchak didn't go anywhere. Yitzchak was where he was. Vayetze Yitzchak was Surpasada. And Rivka was brought to him. Vayetze Hailech El Zivugai. But then there's the other type of a Zivik, where the person has to go looking for his Zivik. Ki Yaakov Shahalech El Rachel. Yaakov had to go schlepping, and he went to find Rachel Imeinu. But these are two ways of life. Because the truth is that Yaakov had both of these types. Because the Leah boy Elav, Leah he didn't plan on. Leah was brought to him. She was slipped into the whole thing. He didn't go looking for Leah. So Yaakov had both. Yaakov had one zivug which was going out to look for Rachel, Hilch Eitzel Zivugo, and Yaakov also had a zivug that was brought to him, which is the Bechina of Yitzchak Avinu, and Leah was brought to him. Ubiya Beis Yaakov. This we learned this Beis Yaakov. The Hilch Eitzel Zivugo Perish. What does it mean to go out and look for your zivug? It's not just a marriage. The Hilch Eitzel Zivugo Perish is Zivugo B'Hakara V'Havana. To be Hilch Eitzel Zivugo means I want something, I understand what I'm looking for, I work for something, I struggle for something, and I get it. That's called Hilch Eitzel Zivugo. You went to law school. You wanted to be a lawyer. You became a lawyer. That's how you make your panasa. So you made all your plans to become a lawyer, and your halach eitz is evil go. Then you have another situation where you have somebody who's planned to go to law school, and he all kinds of things. And he went to law school, and he went through all of that, and he might have even started working off. We know some very wonderful people like this. He started off working as a lawyer, and then something else came up, and that wasn't it. In other words, he didn't like that, and it wasn't what he wanted. And what happened? The Baruch Shem brought him something different that he never ever planned for. Allah alibay, never thought about. That's called zivugai ba'etzlay. I didn't make any hachanis. I didn't know. I didn't think about it. And I didn't even recognize that this is a yeshua for me. Adrabah, if you would have told this to me, I would say that my yeshua can't come from such a place. I never looked. I never thought about it. It wasn't anything that I was planning. These are two ways that we have in life. So, the Hilch Eitzel Zivugo, that first way, which is going to look for your Zivug, Perish is Zivugo B'Hakara B'Avana. This is the kind of girl I want, this is the kind of a home I want, this is the place I go to look for, this is what I do, and I make my Ishtabu, and it works out. and I understand what I'm looking, and this is what it is. Mashani came zivuga ba'etzlai. Mashani came, you have what? Zivuga ba'etzlai. Who zivik shenase lamala mihadas? It's really not, it's a higher madrega. It's a madrega that says, you think you know something. The Baruch Shem has other plans. Rabbi Yismach Shoviz Blevish, Matas Hashem, he's okay. You have all of these ideas, and you think you know. In the end, it's not the zivik that you thought. The Baruch Shem has something for you. This lamal min hadas. Mashiach zivuk ba'etzli who zivik shenas lamal min hadas. Kinyan leya hanikus almedes kasya. That's what it means. The world that is hidden to you, you don't think about it. You don't know it. It's the almedes kasya. As the Zohar says, that's leya is the almedes kasya, the world of concealment. And that's what we're told in the Zohar Kodesh also. Yitzhak Avinu, he thought he was giving a bracha to Esav. It comes out that he gave a bracha to Yaakov. So the bracha that came to Yaakov came Alma Diskasya. Came from a funny place. Because the Indian of Yitzhak, remember, is Yitzhak is Zivugai Boetzlai. Rivka came to him. Right? Yitzhak didn't go looking for it. So how does Yitzhak Avinu's life, how is his life led? It's led almost in a way that's not in his control. Things happen to Yitzhak Avinu. If you think about it, Yitzhak Avinu hardly does anything in the Torah, except digging the wells. And even that were the wells that were already dug. Otherwise, everything happens around him. There's a lot of action going on around Yitzhak. It's always Yitzhak stays still. He's the only one that never left Eretz Yisrael. He's always staying still, and everything is coming his way in a way that's not anything that we would have ever planned out. So Yitzhak Avinu thought that Esav is like this, Esav is not like that. He thought he was giving a bracha, it's really Yaakov. Everything's happening, and he couldn't even see. Yitzhak didn't even see. So he can't go Eitel Zivug. The Zivug was Ba'etzlai. That's the Bechina of Yitzhak Avinu. Well, the Fida Akeinu Lamadnu, according to the way that we're learning, we understand. The Chamayish in Yano She Yitzhak Ubracha Ruchanis Shalamat Leiniris. When we look at Yitzhak Avinu and we see the brachas of Yitzhak, we don't see in this world, since it came from the Amadis Kasi, the whole bracha that he gave to Yaakov, you know, came in a way that was Shalei Midaito. He thought it wasn't Yaakov, you know, really, the way that it happened. Therefore, we don't see clearly the brachas materializing in our physical lives. Like the things that Hashem told, the things that Yitzhak, you know, gave over, we don't see it so clearly. And even that, the ikos, the bracha was of other mahabba, something you can't see. You can't see. Jews are looking for oil, Jews are looking for money, Jews are looking for these things. And then, but those things, we didn't have such a slacha. But what do we have? We have olam haba. But that olam haba is something which is me'alma diskasi, that I can't see. Because Yitzchak Avinu came, everything was zivuga ba'etzlo. And it's zivuga ba'etzlo, it's from the alma diskasi in a way that you don't know and you can't see. And therefore it comes with banias, it comes with poverty. It's not the way, it looks like poverty. And the brachas are brachas of wealth, but it's in a way, so you say, oh, the pshat in the wealth is spiritual wealth, so everybody is shkaya. Yeah. But that's the lie, that's what it's alma diskasya. It's not the wealth that Yitzhak thought it was. Yitzhak was giving something, he thought, he's saying something to make his children wealthy. So what? So he didn't make us wealthy. We don't see the wealth. It's alma diskasya. It's all Shalemi Daita. It's coming from a higher place, a much higher place than the Zivigo Yaakov Noach. It comes from the highest place of Leyim. Kachin Yana Shaleya, who Dagger Ruchanis, Shalei Niris Lamata. Therefore, Leyah was not pretty in this world. She didn't look pretty. So when you looked at Leyah, you said, nah, that's one of the Imos. She didn't make the impression that the other Imos made. On the outside, you looked at Leyah, you said, that's a bracha. That's his wife. Well, she doesn't talk. She doesn't say, what is it? She didn't look like a Zivig. But Leyah Imenu was Dagur Chanis, a very high madrigish, like nearest Lamata. That's not, it's so high that you don't see it, you don't understand it. So you don't understand Leah. Really, why wasn't she so beautiful? Because she's crying all the time. She didn't want to end up with Esav. That's what Chazal say, that she lost her beauty. Bemis, she's more beautiful. But she became like that because she was always crying. So who knew? Only Hashem knew. So the first child is called Reuven, Ra Hashem. Then Shimon, Shama Hashem. But the only one who knew what she was living with, the only one who saw Leah for who she really was the Baruch Shalom. Not Yaakov, nobody saw. That's the Amad Diskasya. The Baruch Shalom and Leah, man, were very close to each other. Other than that, the rest of the world didn't understand. And therefore the children of Leah do things that we don't understand. We don't understand what Yehuda was doing with Tamar. We don't understand. What David HaMelech was going with Bathsheba, we don't understand. what's going on? But all these amazing things are happening, but we can't understand them. We don't see the Kedusha of David HaMelech the way that we don't see the Kedusha of Yehuda. We don't see it in a way. It looks to us like it's not. It's everything's Ma'amad Eskasya. Boaz and Rus, same thing. That's from Beis Leah, that we don't see it. We don't see it. It looks like it's funny. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look because it comes from such a high place. It's an Indian Zivuga Batzlai. Sechamad Namaisa, Yehuda's walking along. It's a Malach, Chazal say Malach, Amun La Taiva, Malach, Taiva, pushes Yehuda. You know, if any of our kids would say that, he gets a slap on the face. Imagine a kid tells you, what do you think you're doing? So, you know, it wasn't me. So, Malach Amun La Taiva. What kind of thing? What kind of answer is that? Malach Amun La Taiva. But Chazal says the truth. It was a Malach Amun La Taiva. What it means? It means that Zivuga Vaslo. Yehuda didn't go out that day looking for Tamar. Yehuda was going to Besmedrish. Yehuda was a Kodesh Elyon. But something happened. Shlemi Daita. It was a modern thing. It was a Hashgach that was like the Ramchal talks about it. So, there's something else going on. Is Zivugo Be'etzlai. Not that he went looking for that. He didn't go looking for a Maisa, the Tamar. And from that comes out Mashiach Sekeinu. From that Zivug comes out. The Stalsis of Mashiach comes from that. So Kach Nishalei Yudagi Ruchani Shalei Nivis Lamata Adarab Lamata Nir Maisim Zorim Adarab. When we look at the way of Lei Yemen, it looks funny. Everything looks strange. Like we see when we look at Leah, what's she doing over there with the everything with the it doesn't seem to us to be anything that we would want for a Beis Yaakov girl, you know. It looks funny, the way things are happening. And she goes into the room with Yankovina and it wasn't the whole thing, what kind of a way is that? And the children of Leah, when you look at them on the outside, it seems to us like there were problems with them. But in the end, the Ikra Gula, of course, the Ikra Gula of Mashiach ben David comes from Yitzchak Avinu. From that way of Yitzchak Avinu, through the Brachas, and Yaakov Avinu with Leah comes out, not with Rachel Imenu. The Gula comes, Davka, we look at the world, we look at history, we look at our lives, and there are all kinds of modern things that we don't understand, and it's coming Zivuga Batzla, things that we didn't plan for, Allah Ali Beinu. We never dreamt of, we never thought that the Gula would come in such a way. We never thought of it. And it's like this with avodas hanefesh of each and every Jew. There's a certain type of a Jew that he's more shayach. Of course, we have both rachel and leah in us, in our spiritual genes. But there's a yid that his netiyah is much more to what? To rachel. He's more from that world of bnei rachel. What's his way? Medarko brur uslul api aloch. He has to have everything on the outside, has to be clear, he has to make sense, it has to be masuda. That's the way of Rachel, who is beautiful on the outside, everything has to be just right. So he's very good in the world of appearances, he's very good in the world of dibur, he knows how to talk nice, he knows how to look nice, he does everything the right way, halacha, beautiful. What's missing in him is he doesn't have necessarily the she'ifas for something beyond what you could see. He's lacking in that something of going beyond, of living in a way that's deeper and more mysterious. He doesn't have that. He's more in this world. This person gets in trouble if he deviates in any slight way from the tiny little sif cut in the Mishabur. He's in trouble because he's a Ben Rachel, and the Ben Rachel sticks to that. That's the way everything is what? Who hoylech eitzel zivugo, planned out, thought out, everything is worked out on the books. Hailech Eitel Zivuga. When you go looking for your Zivig. That's the Indian of the Bnei Rachel. The Kaloi Ledaktek Hetev Balocha Bedaka Abatucha. And he naturally is inclined to this. And it's easy for him to be Medaktek in every tiny halacha. It's, you know, he doesn't get thrown off like when there's some, you know, the latest thing that's not kosher. You know, you can't have any water, you can't eat any food or whatever it is. It doesn't throw him off. Adarabi has like a hanor from that. You know, he's the first one to buy the new super duper filter and to talk in shul. Did you hear the latest thing that we can't, you know, it's gewaldig, the Baruch Hashem, that someone found out that we've been, you know, eating all kinds of monsters and dragons all these years and so on in our water. And this person can hear it, he get the hair, and he has a hanor, and he goes, now where are you? V'yesh mishishach yoshel evnei leah. But there are other Jews who they're more in the world of leah. Vidarko, remember, so that's Zivugo Ba'etzlai. That's something else. Vidarko, Ritzufa, Sakondas, and the Felis, it's a much more dangerous path. They always have there's always this thing in them of restlessness and to break out in something beyond, and they're never satisfied with it, and they don't plan things out and see things in that way. But at the same time, in Shemayim, they don't get into as much trouble if there's an issue with a certain sifkat in the Mishnah Berurah that they're not careful with. Everybody has to, of course. But they don't, in Shemayim, the tviya on that person, if he deviates a little bit in some way, it's not as big a tviya as it is on a Ben Rachel. Midach gitsa sheifas gedalas. Ooh, but the Bnei Lehi have big sheifas. Big sheifas. Be'etzlah haslacha ba'elav. And he his sheifas are usually such that he doesn't have the kelim, he doesn't know what to do with them. So he waits for the Yeshua's Hashem. Then Hashem should work something out for him. That's zivugo be'etzlai. It should come to him. The pisayim bala Yeshua acharei v'tfil. This is a Jew that davens and cries a lot like Le'yimenu. And he doesn't know how he's going to match. And the Yeshua comes to him. It comes to him from the Alma Diskasi in an amazing way. The Yeshua comes to him. And he's zeicha for something that he didn't to finally feel something, to understand something that's higher than his own madrega. V'zein yonim shel habali tshuva shetzadikim agmurim ibnei Rachel. Reb Tzadik says, and we spoke about this many times, that tzadikim gemurim who live that clear. He's talking about those tzadikim who from the time they came into this world, they had a certain path that was carved out for them, and they lived according to that path, and they didn't go off the path. They said, even Gemara, they were the best in school, they were the best in the growing up, they didn't have this whole thing, they didn't come back and flip out, and it was just a mahalach. There's a Bnei Rachel, Mizbaishim Me'atzlachosam HaGadayla. So he says that the Bali Tshuva, can reach such madregas that shaloi medaitam, that they never, that in a short while they can reach high madregas, that the tzaddikim gemurim are embarrassed that they never reach those madregas. They can see with tefillas and bechias, you see about tshuva, that the tzaddik doesn't experience. Why? Because the Baal Tshuva is a ben leia, and the ben leia has a yeshua shaloi medaitam that comes with of his dreaming and wanting that a yeshua comes from the Alma Diskasya. Of course, this is in general, but each Jew is a Ben Rachel and a Ben Leah, so we have different times in life, and each in those we have both of these strains within us. But there's no question; each person has a dominant, either a dominant Rachel and a recessive Leah, or a dominant Leah and a recessive Rachel. But we have these two bechinas in us because we're all the children of Rachel and Leah. Because Api the Zohar Kaddish, really Rachel and Leah was supposed to be one in one person, and had Lavan not pulled that, it could have all been in one person, and it would have been a complete tikkun. It would have been Rachel and Leah in one person. It didn't have to be two separate people, but that's not for now. It should have been one wife by Yaakov. That's it. With these two aspects, like Yaakov is Yaakov and Yisrael. So it would have been a Rachel or a Leah. It would have been a Rachel Leah. One person would have been a Rachel Leah. V'chein b'seifat tikin yis'achta v'yis'yachadu, and so will be when Mashiach comes, that Beis Yosef and Beis Yehuda will become like l'v'hoyu l'achadim b'yadecha, where it's going to be brought back together. V'chein gam atab b'nei Rachel yesh nukud p'nimi shel Leah. So now even the b'nei Rachel have in them a certain sheif of the b'nei Leah. So now, especially if we get close to the Mashiach, even the tzaddikim gemurim having the mabchina of the Baal Tshuva, of that sheif of the Baal Tshuva. And the Bnei Leah also have a desire to straighten out their lives and to have that way of Rachel Imeinu. But there it goes. But the Iker in them is stronger one way or the other. And there are a number of nafkiminis that come out lemaisa, depending upon whether you're primarily a Rachel or primarily a Leah. There are a number of nafkiminis that come out in halacha. Aleph. He says a very, very interesting thing, the way he gives a marshal here, you'll see. Teva ha'odam shemeschabe im ha'doimim lai. The nature of a person is that he develops a close connection to people who are similar to him, who resemble him. The koshal is chabim ha'shanim meni b'hanagosim. It's difficult to get close to those who are very different from you. So when people are very different from you, it's hard for you to have the same ahavas yisrael that you have for people who come from your background and are similar to you. So we tried to make Zivugim, we tried to make Chasnas that should be from a similar background as come to both Ashkenazim, or they're both from this place or that. We try similar way. And because you feel that more naturally you have a connection to that person, it's obvious. Vine Nitzayah, he says, imagine this motion. Yehudi Shatovas Yun El Savion, there's a Jew, and his boats sank in the ocean. Yigili'i Boydeit, he came to some deserted island. Sheino Yusuf, I feel Balchai. There aren't even any animals there. It's just totally empty. A piece of land he came to, nothing. For how you misparn this, Mead Samochim, and he's just eating some plants. Umagish Bedidus, and he's terribly lonely. Also, one day some things come out of the ocean, like some creatures, whatever, klave hayom, that they kill. Some amphibious things come out of the water, al ha'i, on the island. And he felt a little bit, have a little bit of companionship. It's interesting. We have a shaykhis. We're both lonely travelers, got stuck on this miserable island, right? So he has a shaykhis to these animals. At least I'm not by myself. A few days later, it's a bad neighborhood there, the waters are rough, and another boat sinks, and a couple of goyim come out, they swim to the island, they come to this island, he doesn't have any more shaykhs to these animals, who's an animal? Now he has a couple of goyim here, these are human beings. So he leaves the chayis, he goes away from the animals, and he then becomes friends with the goyim. A couple of days later, there's another boat that sinks, a Jewish boat. And they got off on this island, they see his Leibedik there. So what does he do, this Jew? Well, I'm going to be a guy. I have Yidden over here. Amcha. So he leaves the guy. He doesn't feel any shaykhs anymore. Not, the animals are not, the guy not. He has Jews. Now we have two groups on the island. We have Jews and we have Goyim, and the animals are doing their own thing. Another boat goes by. A boat goes by what? Of Galicianas. No, he's a Galiciana, and you have a boat of Galicianas. A Machayis says a big boat that comes by, and it says over there, comes in, it comes from Shinyeva, it says on it the Shinyeva. And the boat comes in from Galiciana. He's a Chalansa, a Galiciana. So he's all excited. So now what? So the Galicianas come here, and he doesn't have a shaykh to the Yidden. The other Jews, now there are animals, the Goyim doesn't have a shaykh. The other Yidden, no. I mean, he helped him, there's a problem, but his friends, he has Galicianas, yeah? But that's not it. It's a Gewaldige Marshal. Now we have two groups of Jews, already. You have two Stiblach, right? Miad nechel kulish dekitas akap meretz plainis. Now you have the Polishes and you have the Galicianas akap meretz ashniyah. Acharkech yigil Yehudim mehayir shalai. Now they're not just Galicianas. It's talking from Shinyeve. All right, they come from not just from Galicia. They come from my hometown. It's my shtetl. Comes from my place. Meir shalai chulu. Acharkech mehabes knesses shalai. Another boat comes from my shul. Yidden from my besmedrash are coming. So now he doesn't have a shaykhus, he doesn't care not about the animals, not with the goyim, not with the yidden, not with the glitzianis, not from his own city, to hear my chavrus from my shtibel.
It's interesting the Jewish boats didn't sink.
Huh?
It's interesting the Jewish boats didn't sink.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So he says, you look at this, he says, I don't know what the Jewish, I don't know what he wants to say over those letters. Eich moshel zeh matim l'seidah ha'dayis modem rishon ad yemein. He says, Bemis, the whole Seder from modem rishon till our days, you can understand with this moshel. But hinei nech zeh anah. Let's look. He says like this. Ma tam ha'anhoga ha'mashuna hazu shel ba'am. Why is it? How come like he enjoyed the animal's company and then he left the animals and he went to the goyim, he left the goyim, went to the yidin, left the yidin, went to the da-da-da-da. Ma'al chagadya, why? So we understand, it's the nature of a person to look for a chev, he doesn't want to be alone. The kevin shevatzach and shbrok shiyeh klai yisrael shiyeh muchadim, the Rosh wants the Yidin should be together with each other. Hidviyah ba'adam ha'pach aliyah slofad, therefore Hashem Shbrok made the nature of a person that he should be, want to have companionship, he shouldn't want to be alone. Vatshuk aliyah b'chev, at least to have a chev. Well, the folks upon they should have people to. On the Bishvil, it's a chevet, tzarech dimui ben chevayim. In order there should be a strong chevet, you have to have similarities between people. Well, therefore, kish ain shum chevet, when there's no chevet at all, then the level of expectation for the dimyon is any dimyon at all. What do I have? So I'm a Baal Chai and the animal's a Baal Chai. Something. It's a dimyon. F is a dimyon. So Maitzad and Dimafi, it's a Baal Chai. Well, Mr. Eimim, he feels the companionship of the Baal Chai. For Kashi Yeshla, if shows this Chai Mother Macha, but if you could have a Shaikh to a human being, we had Magish, Shaini, Godam, and Baal Chai, then right away, even though until now he felt he has a Shaikh to the animal. But the second he meets someone who's more like him, a human being, even though he's a guy, then he's Meshabit to him. The same Mother Meshaini, because Kashi Pragish, Yehudi, Magish, Shaini, Godam, me have Goy, Vechul, and he has a Yid, and he feels this is. Nimsa, the Tsuris, Ve'echus, Acher, Ve'ena, Dove, Kavua. The tzura of a cherev is not set. El mishtan lefi hagoshes adam. It changes according to each person's hagosha, his feelings. The hagoshes adam mishtan lefi hanesibus, and his hagoshes, his feelings will change according to the circumstances of his life. The kevin shetoli b'hagoshes alev. Since it depends on the hagoshes of the heart, b'alev toli b'midas, and of course that depends on a person's midas. Yochel adam l'ramis atzma bezek kishein midos of mishlamus. A person can deceive himself when he doesn't have such gevaldig midas. Zeikan nisan shel ahavas yisrael. That's the nisan of ahavas yisrael. The kasher magish dimul isheni. You think that you're a big ohev yisrael because you love the guy in your shul. You think you're a big ohev yisrael because you're gilatzi and he's gilatzi and you have so much ahava for him. Or you're an Ashkenazi and he's not. Or you're from and he's fry. Or you're from and he's from. So you have such ahava for another from person. That's not the tikkun amidus. The tikkun amidus is how much can you love someone who's different from you? That's the tikkun amidus. She says, "Mimele mechapitz chavroso." That doesn't mean that you're a big ohev yisrael. It means that you want that you're similar to this person. The margish vichuk v'sinah. And when you feel a distance and even some hatred, it's because you don't feel that you have a shaykh to this person. And then you have to have an avoid of ahava. That's not so easy. An avoid of ahava. Now here you have a situation. They were both Jews. And they were both Jews of the same, were both Jews and from the same country and even from the same city. And we still don't like each other. As long as I have somebody else that's from my shtiebel or from my family. I still don't like this guy. Now imagine if you were on that deserted island and you met a Yid, you would kiss and hug him. A Yid from your own city? What a mazel that a guy got stuck over here from my city. I could talk his language. We have so much in common. And if he would be on the deserted island with you, you would be the best friends on earth. It's not in the mitzias of who you are and who he is. They're both nice guys. And he'd be your best friend. When I was growing up, we went to Nailan. I lived in Eretz Yisrael. So we lived in Netanya. And in my class, there was one American. I know that if this was back in America, this guy, I would never, ever, he was a strange, modern guy. I would never talk to him. He was a Met fan, he wasn't a Yankee fan. And there were many other strange things about him. I would never have a shaykhus to the guy. He was modern. But you know, they're all Israelis, it's the two of us, and you know, we have to work this out. And we became very good friends. We were good friends. The emphasis is that afterwards when he moved, I never wrote to him with gold and guns. He never wrote to me. I had no shy. It wasn't a pneumistic thing, but when we had that time on our deserted island, because everybody else was Israelis, when we did, this was my Yedid Nefesh, this guy. It was a big Yedidus. It could have gone like that to 120. It would have been Yedidus. And the children would have been Yedidus. We would have married and we would have stayed. It would have been Yedidus if we would have been in that place. Because it's not Be'etzim who the person is. It's a feeling of the dimyon and my tikkun amidus and so on to be able to be mezgaver and to see the connection that I have to every other Jew. He says, "Maduk she'enam al iboydeid mesrachim b'zem." How come when they're off the island, how come they have no shaykhs to each other? Al ken sirchem loyma. Shapoy yisayr v'yetzer, because the yetzer gets involved. The motza is a chiluk dak ban hagasim. Oh, he's Hungarian from Galicia. Right? They say that he did something that we're not the same. And then it becomes in your eyes, because you meet this, it becomes a big chiluk. The Hungarish are like this, the Galician is like that, the Litvakas are like this. It's all everybody, it's different. I don't have a shaykh, the Israelis, the Americans, all these things. It looks like a mountain has come between you. It's so strange. On that same island, with a Jew, you were best friends the day before. Now Bo comes with guys from your shul. And the other Jews look like, I don't know, I don't really see what I don't know, I don't like this guy. Why? The yesterday you were his best friend. No, because now closer people came, so now a mountain comes between me and the other guys. That mountain that's come between you is a dimyon. It's a delusion. It's imagination. It's really a hair, like a hair, that what? That's under a microscope. That became like a big thing. It's nothing. What? You speak this language, he speaks that language. It's nothing. He says like this. This is the problem. If it was true that all Jews were either completely Leah people or completely Rachel people, right? It was just Leah or just Rachel, if that was taka true, and that we didn't have within us, then it's okay. They'll take it. It's probably Mishalachim. You could. My wife uses it. Mishalachim is coming. Why is he coming? Why come at 9:30? What? Yeah. You can get the door. She says, "On them, how you been Elayah Shayochem Mark Elayah? If it was Taka such a thing, then what? That it was pure. That Kleisel Taka consisted of pure Bnei Elayah and pure, huh? And pure Bnei Rachel. If that was the case, then it would be on them. How you been Elayah Shayochem Mark Elayah Bnei Rachel Shayochem Mark LeRachel? If it would be such a way, how you mock him period?" The
Mishulach, not
a Mishulach. That means the car is down the block. The Hayimokim period. Then Taka, it would be a problem. The Neirochel and Neileya are so different. It's so different. It's Kassian is Galia. The Saif, Shoina Hanagosim Lagami. The Bamis, they're very, very different. And they have different ways of Avedis Hashem. Kamayisham and Sinai B'Yosef Shenefet Me'ashvatim. And that's Taka what happened between Yosef and the Shvatim. That's the Bnei Leah and the Bnei Rochel. Now, once Yaakov and I married both, and we have Klai Yisrael and the 12 Shvatim and everything else with the whole program, so now we have what? Everything is mixed together. In each one, there's a little bit Roch. It's true. Again, primarily this is a Rochel person, primarily a Leah, but in each one there's a recessive gene of the other. And it's Archly apart. They don't have to be apart from each other. You can get along. You can find derech mishutefes. Even though it's true, there are sometimes that just leave it. It's okay. I'll come back later. That is even though it's true that they can't be mishtatif, they can't be mishtatif in certain things because they're so different. The saif ikedachayim nifrados. You come yuchel luchas b'shalom ba'achva. Every Jew can live together b'shalom ba'achva. B'milim brus yosech. Just another 5-10 minutes. And in a clearer way, with even clearer words, gam bali halacha, even those Jews that they're like really, really bali halacha, they don't go for anything of the chassidus and the deeper things, and they're not in that way of layimei, they're more grounded, so to speak, in the halacha. Gam bali halacha yuchalim sebatz malafam netila devarim gavayim hamayim. Even the bali halacha himself feels sometimes empty. And he might not tell anybody back in yeshiva, but he feels himself an emptiness and he's looking for something more. He has a leya imenu shif. He wants something more. Memela leya voizu lebali tshuva. Therefore, those Jews that come from the leya from the rochel imenu, they should be careful not to speak down and look down upon what upon the bali tshuva that come from the world of leya imenu. The ones with the big with the shifas and them, they shouldn't look down upon the leya. By the same thing, I'll show you from the mashlam. Let me just tell the difference. Sorry. Then you have the bali tshuva that their inyan is you know more of the, looking for these things that the restlessness looking for things beyond. But they also feel, especially certain times, that they need very, very much to have more clarity and more stability and to be more in that mahalach of Bnei Roch. Therefore, they have to be careful how they look at the Bali Halacha. Because they look at the Bali Halacha, they see that those type of the Bali Halacha, they seem so cold and they're just talking about every single, you know, they're handling over this. You're looking at a lulav for 3 hours and they don't feel anything. What kind of Yiddish character is that? Each one has to see in the other one. And each one has in himself both bechinas. was a dugma echem ne rabbi is ten lechachem v'yach kam oid. And he goes into different things that come out as a result. As a result of this taruvus that we each have, but the ikkis that he says over here is that we see that the, if you look on the left side on the top, the kamlan the mikdash sheni charev al sinas chinam. The mikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. Jews can't see in each other. Amayla, akadekach that there's a chorban. V'asal hiyabonas say they have a chinam, and the svarim say that it's going to be built. With a havas chinam, l'fi mashnas bar kolza achon l'tikan ha'soif ishiu shavim kulam b'shorish shomemei lo yiyeh mokan l'piyud. And the end of what's going to be revealed is that the shorish of all of Klai Yisrael is one thing. Rachel Nei really is, it comes from one shorish. Rachel Nei, it's all one thing. It's not two separate things.
This is what happened in the Holocaust. The Jews who were from and not from Russia are all.
We're all burnt together. Even though we don't see it now, the ikkar is that we have to mechazk each other and ourselves with the emuna. Then in the end, the old Jews are going to be together. We're in this together, everybody. And the stronger this emuna is, the stronger your emuna is, the more even right now before Mashiach comes, you could already feel a shaychus to another Jew. You could feel a shaychus from that emuna that you have, that in the end with Mamish going to be together. It's Yaakov, Rachel, Leah. It's all going to be one. And a Jew could feel that Mamish now, it's like the Beis HaMikdash is Nigla B'Yamav. The Chelkel HaPrat Mikdash Kvar Bonu, then his own personal Beis HaMikdash is already, in a certain way, it's already been built.